Unit 10, Part 1, City Traffic.
City traffic is a great problem. More cars are produced every year and the streets are getting more and more crowded. So during rush hours, when people are going to or from their work, traffic is brought to a standstill. It has been suggested that commuters should share their cars and give each other lifts. So each car would carry 4 or 5 people instead of only one. It is an excellent idea, however. So far, nobody has been able to think of a way to compel people to do so. To discourage motorists from leaving their cars in the streets all day, parking meters are used. When you park at a meter, you must put a coin in the slot. This pays for a certain amount of time. The meter records this and it shows when the time that you have paid for is finished. If the car is still there then, you have to pay a fine. Traffic wardens look after the meters. They walk around the streets and check that every meter shows that money has been paid for the car parked there. If a meter registers time expired, the motorist who has left his car there is fined. Of course, the traffic warden cannot wait for the owner of the car to return. He carries a block of printed forms, and on one of these he writes down all the details, such as the registration number of the car, where it is parked, how much the driver must pay, and where he must send the money. He leaves this form on the car where the driver will be able to see it easily. He usually pushes it under one of the windscreen wipers so that it will not blow away. And in case it rains before the motorist returns, the form is put in a little plastic envelope to protect it. When the driver comes back, he gets an unpleasant surprise. But it is his own fault for leaving his car too long at a parking meter.
Part 2. Statements.
1. When I saw him from a distance on a downtown street, I thought that he was my professor, but he wasn't.
2. Perhaps we should just stay at home. The concert started at 8 o'clock and we're already a half hour late.
3. Professor Jones is a very busy woman. Even so, she always takes time to help her students after class.
4. David bought a $20,000 car, and that only took one-third of his yearly salary.
5. If George kept studying as his sister does, he would have no trouble passing his exams. But unfortunately, he does not.
6. I am sure glad that today's physics class is over. I was lost. I couldn't follow a word Professor Smith said.
7. He hurried to the railway station at noon by taxi, only to miss his train to Chicago by half an hour.
8. Jack's advisor agreed with his decision to begin the PhD program instead of an MA program.
9. There's a long line in front of the box office. I doubt there'll be any tickets left. I guess we'll wind up going to the second show.
10. It doesn't come as a surprise to us that Mary got a research grant. Everybody knows that she's brilliant.
11. Dan's meeting my parents for the first time this weekend. Fortunately, my father loves to fish, so they'll have something to talk about.
12. Jim was very embarrassed when he was requested to answer the professor's question during the class. If he had paid attention, he would have heard the question.
13. We had only expected 20 people to apply for the post, but twice as many showed up on the first day.
14. The flight was supposed to take off at 8 o'clock, but it was delayed 45 minutes.
15. If work is not urgent in the office, Sally likes nothing better than to talk on the telephone with her friends.
16. You can see what's happening with the library. They are adding a new wing. Actually, the construction crew's finishing it up.
17. I can't tell you when the next shuttle bus is leaving for the downtown shopping center. but there's a schedule posted on the bulletin board over there.
18. Weather reports are sometimes not dependable. The weather was supposed to be nice today, but it rained most of the afternoon.
19. Although Miss Smith has less teaching experience than the other members of the staff, she is one of the best instructors.
20. We don't have enough information for our financial plan, but it's due tomorrow. I'm afraid we'll just have to make do with what we have got.
Part 3. 1. Parking in London.
Oh, Jackie, I've had such a terrible day.
You look exhausted. What on earth have you been doing?
Oh, I've been such a fool. You just wouldn't believe what I've done.
I would. Come on. Where have you been?
I'm dying to tell someone. I've been down to London, you see. Okay, I thought I'd be very sensible, so I drive down to the Underground on the outskirts of London, leave the car and go in by tube, all right? Very sensible, yes. Okay, so I drove down to London, and I parked my car by the tube station, and I got the tube into London. Fine, all right?
Well, sounds like it.
So far, so good, right? I came back out of London and got out of the tube.
And you forgot the car?
No, I didn't forget the car. I couldn't find the car, Jackie. It had gone.
You're kidding.
No, really, it had gone. I walked out happily out of the tube, you know, over to where it was, and I looked, and it was a red Mini, and mine's green. So I thought, oh, no. So having panicked a bit, I rang the police, you see, and this lovely new little policeman, a young one, came out to help me. That's it, yes, button shining, big smile, came down to help. So I said, I've lost my car, it's been stolen. And I took him to see it and everything, and...
You mean where it wasn't?
And sure enough, it wasn't there. And then he coughed a bit, and he went very quiet, and he took me back into the tube station, and out the other side into the other car park. And there was my car, Jackie, parked in the other tube station car park, the other side of the station, because there are two exits, you see. So I walked out of an exit not knowing there were two, and it was in the other one.
Oh, Leslie, and was he ever so cross?
He was livid, Jackie. He went on and on at me, and I didn't know what to do. It was just frightful. I went red and just shut up and said sorry all the time.
Jumped in your car and left.
Oh, it was awful. I'm never doing that again, ever.
Questions. 1. What was the destination of the woman's trip today?
2. How did she go there?
3. Where did she park her car?
4. What color is her car?
5. What happened to her car?
6. What did she do then?
7. How could you describe the policeman according to the woman's narration? 2. Phoning a garage.
Hello, workshop.
Oh, hello, this is Mrs. Perry. I brought in an Austin 1300 last week for its MOT. I was just wondering how it had got on.
Oh, Mrs. Perry. I'm sorry. It failed really badly. You've got lots of problems there, I'm afraid.
That's terrible.
Oh, dear. There's all sorts of things.
Well, what's the matter with it?
Well, the exhaust system's in a real mess.
The exhaust? That's that sort of tube that goes underneath there.
That's right. Yes, you know. Takes the gases away from the engine. Well, look, there's an enormous hole in the silencer.
A hole?
Yes. I'm just going to have to...
I wonder if that's why it's been making rather a noise.
Well, it might have something to do with it. You know, it just needs completely replacing the whole exhaust system.
Oh, dear.
Then there's your headlights.
Headlights?
Yes, Mrs. Perry, your headlights. You know, the things that shine out at the front of your car.
Oh, I know what they are, but what's the matter with them?
Well, it does help if they shine out in a straight line. But they're way off alignment, and we're just going to have to check them very carefully and reset them.
Well, at least that isn't a big job, is it?
Well, maybe not, but then there's the radiator.
What? There's nothing the matter with the radiator.
I'm afraid so. The radiator's just not working properly. There's water all over the place.
Dear, dear.
It seems to be leaking like a sieve. I can only think we're going to have to replace the whole radiator.
Oh, goodness. How much is all that going to cost?
Oh, I couldn't even hazard a guess at this stage.
Oh, come on. Give me an idea. About 100?
Well, you know, one thing and another. I mean, you might get away with 100, yes. Let's talk about 100, to be on the safe side.
Oh, all right. When shall I come in?
Well, give us a ring tomorrow morning.
Okay, I will. Bye.
Bye.
Questions. 1. What's the main purpose of the conversation?
2. When did the woman bring in the car to the garage?
3. What does the garage man think about the condition of the car?
4. What's wrong with the exhaust system?
5. What's the matter with the radiator?
6. What other part of the car is not working properly?
7. How much will the repairs probably cost, according to the garage man? 3. My job duties.
I'm Carla. I'm in charge of hiring new staff for my department at work. I mean, several of us do the interviews, but I'm the person who gives the final approval. If I say no, then the person isn't hired. It's a lot of pressure. Sometimes I get stressed out about it. I have to admit that I hate to waste time making decisions. It's funny. My boss does it completely differently. She just likes to sit and think, you know, mull over the information and let the decision come to her. We have completely different styles. I think I've learned a lot from my previous mistakes. You just have to go with your instincts. That is, do what you think is best, and then just hope that it works out. I mean, we all get strong feelings about things, and usually those feelings are right. The important thing is to act quickly. Up until now, I've been pretty lucky. The people I've hired have all worked out. No major problems so far.
Questions. 1. What's Carla's job in the organization?
2. What does Carla hate to do at her job?
3. According to Carla, which of the following statements is not true about her boss?
4. From which of the following has Carla learned a lot? Part 4. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
1. Unemployment has risen to over 3 million for the first time in 6 years, and analysts expect the jobless total to rise by a further 40,000 this month.
Two, the pay negotiations were going badly. We wanted to link the pay increase to productivity levels, but the unions refused.
Three, could I speak to the personnel manager? I'm interested in the post of sales manager you advertised in yesterday's newspaper.
Four, after some discussion, we have reached a compromise on the trade, and we'll come down to details at the next meeting on Friday afternoon.
Five, it is generally felt that inflation is aggravating the social problems. It's time that the government should take immediate measures to curb inflation.
Two. Passage translation.
1. All through history, men have tried to build their homes near the sources of fresh water. Now fresh water is becoming scarce, but more and more is needed because of the increasing number of people in the world. Some industries also use large amounts of fresh water in the production of such things as steel, petroleum, paper, and synthetic rubber. Scientists estimate that the need for fresh water will have doubled by the year 2050. If they are correct, we must find new ways of saving it or producing it.
To make a long story very short, I got the job. There were five of us who went for it, and I was chosen. At first, it was very awkward, because I know that my friend Bill really wanted it. He was very upset. But now that a few weeks have gone by, he's calmed down a bit. I've gotten used to my new position, and my friendship with Bill is better than ever. You could say that I'm very relieved. And I love my new job.
That's the end of the tape.